Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Good afternoon, everyone. Jeffrey Combs. Beautiful Tuesday afternoon in Northern California, the land of many fires. As many of you have asked me, how am I doing in the fire? I am exceptional. Fortunately for me, the Northern California fires are not in my exact proximity, so I am being and staying in a very relaxed body. Grateful to be here on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. The sun is out today. There is no soot in the air. So a beautiful Northern California Tuesday. Welcome to Facebook Live, Lori and Kate. Kate, welcome to be here. Gina McLean, a proud mother there. Gina, good to see you. And awesome to be the coach of you and your exceptional husband, Nick. Kate, how are you this afternoon? Kate, if you have not been to Grozo's recently, please let me know what it's like. I haven't seen Michael in a few years. Wojo, good to see you, my brother. Privileged to have you aboard here. Casey, how are you this afternoon? Aaron Knight, Fist Five, my brother. How is everyone? Jay Little, honor to have you here. Casey, the Crusher, Betty, that's you. Hi, Henry, how are you this afternoon? Joe DiBianca is going to be visiting me this Friday and Saturday night. Joe DiBianca, who is one of my top proteges, an exceptional human being. Larry, my brother, I'll be reaching out to you in the next couple days. J.A. Johns, I'm honored to be your coach for another year. Laura Ortiz, welcome to Facebook Live this afternoon. I have a unique juice today. I can just fucking feel it. So welcome to Facebook Live, everyone. I am ITF, in the flow. Hi, Maggie. Good to have you aboard here. Christy Little is here. Christy, I had the privilege of coaching Kennedy, your exceptional teammate. So great to have everyone here on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. And let's see, what is this? This the Age of Aquarius, year 2020, a very interesting year in American history. Great to have everyone aboard here. Kara, welcome to Facebook Live. Barbara, welcome to Facebook Live. I want to move into the inspirational portion of today's Facebook Live. The inspiration for today is the psychology of selling. Sales is the highest paid profession in the world. And fortunately for me, I started to learn the inner game of selling as a teenager. I have a degree from Northwest Missouri State University in radio and television. I initially started out in the news sports department and was an on-air personality, but found real quickly that I was more suited to selling radio and television advertising. By 21 years old, I was the station on-campus sales manager with 5 salespeople responsible for our results. Now, I had learned how to rip the wire on UPI and API, and I had learned black and white photography in the journalism department. I had a very well-rounded degree, but I also determined real quickly that having a job was not for me. And early in my 20s, I was introduced to network marketing and direct sales in the mid-80s and was exposed to that industry, all the books, CDs, and tapes that came with it. I also was attending a church called Unity Church, so I was exposed to Florence Scovel Shin, Catherine Ponder, and my first set of affirmations were called the Daily Word. Even though I was a drug addict and an alcoholic at the time, I started to indoctrinate myself in that world, so I was a contradiction. I was attempting to be spiritual while I was being an addict, and it didn't get me the result that I was looking for, and I eventually became clean and sober and realized that having a job was not going to be for me, but I had skills in sales. I'd owned my own businesses before, and I became a territory sales rep for Southwestern Bell. Straight commission in the entire West Coast, and it was a highly responsible job that required self-motivation, self-inspiration, self-esteem, and a lot of self-direction. And I became very good in that career. And selling was an aptitude that I started to really learn. I'd started reading the book, How to Master the Art in Selling, all the way back in 1985, the Tom Hopkins masterpiece. And I started to really buy into that narrative that sales is a profession, sales is a skill. Now, in my career, a large percent of the people that are in a business that requires sales skills spend a great deal of time avoiding learning the inner game of selling because of the anxiety about the perceived outcome. Kennedy, good to see you here. Kevin Clinton Paulson, Scott Lucas, and Gina, welcome to today's Facebook Live. So I'm covering the topic of the inner game of selling. So there's like, it's like golf, it's like tennis, it's like baseball. Selling isn't a hand-eye coordination, yet there's an emotional aspect to selling that if you don't understand it, you'll be behind the glass of selling trying to figure it out rather than on the other side of the glass, embracing the process, stepping into the power of selling, and being exceptional in that process. Kennedy, good to have you on today's Facebook Live, as well as you, Matt. And as I'm covering this inner game of selling, there's a skill set that you require to let go of your anxiety about the outcome and then step into the power of selling. Like for myself today, it's a $10,000 day. That's how many days are for me in sales, and it can be for you as well as you start to understand that sales is the highest paid profession in the world. Now, a very skilled sales professional, I have a client named Sandy Girl Clark. She's occasionally on my Facebook Live here today, but Sandy's a lot like me. She can sell anything. Not the term sell ice to an Eskimo, but means that if you understand the inner game of selling, you can sell jets, you can sell cars, you can sell land, you can sell houses, you can sell wellness, you can sell real estate, you can sell logistics, you can sell anything because you understand that selling isn't about the product, selling is about the person. And as you understand the inner game of selling, being able to ask questions in a sequence, qualify the buyer, spend time with the right potential buyers, ask the questions that lead to the outcome in a very relaxed body, without being overwhelmed about being rejected, abandoned, traumatized, victimized, being ghosted, gaslighted, canceled, all these terms that are now in the new narrative. The new narrative is another one of those words. One of the best saleswomen I ever coached is on today's Facebook Live. That is Lisa Faye Pazanza. Lisa is an exceptional sales professional, and I want to tell you that Lisa's son is a top-tier sales professional himself. I have the privilege of coaching him at 22 years old. Amanda Wieger, you're also an exceptional saleswoman, so thank you for being on today's call. And selling is a skill, and when you start to buy into the skill of it, Marco Di Gabriele, one of my 25-year-old real estate superstars who's having a multiple six-figure year in real estate sales in a very challenging city. Marco is selling real estate in a city that has been under siege most of the spring and had 2 months of his career was shut down where it was very challenging for him to sell, but he was able to adapt to take his sales skills online because a sales professional understands the inner game of selling. So Lisa just said here, Lisa Faye Pazanza, that Zach, that's her son, at 22 years old, closed another house today. Congratulations. So Zach is closing $400,000 houses in his territory, which is Deerfield Beach, Boca Raton, West Palm Beach, that area. Houses are selling in about an 8-day period. It's a buyer-seller's market. So at 22 years old, he walks away from his Chili's bartending job, where he's making about $100 a night on a good night, to where he's starting to make thousands of dollars a week in a profession called sales. But you could do this as well if you would let go of your anxiety about the outcome. When someone doesn't buy from you, here's what they do not do. They do not ghost you. They do not gaslight you. They do not reject you. They do not abandon you. They do not traumatize you. They do not victimize you. They don't check out on you. They don't do any of these situations. What most people do is they don't buy from you because you weren't effective at your presentation. Not effective at your presentation. That's one component. You're over anxious. That's another component. You've telegraphed a mixed message. That's another component. Please don't buy from me because I'm not sure if I can lead you. I'm not sure if I can follow through. That's the mixed message you're in when you're anxiety. And they don't buy from you because they're not a qualified buyer. They will tell you what they think you want to hear, which is an objection, not a rejection. So they will tell you, I don't have the money. They may not have the money, but sometimes they just tell you that. Most of the time, the people can attract the money, create the money, if they're resourceful, innovative. And sometimes they don't have the money, they don't have the credit. I mean, those are situations you learn to let go of. They won't buy from you because they can't decide. They're commitment phobic. They won't buy from you because they're not interested. They won't buy from you because they want to ask someone else's opinion. Fireman, dog catcher, husband, wife, significant other, attorney, accountant, someone down the street. I mean, they want to get someone else's opinion. And they also won't buy from you because they delay the commitment, which means they're commitment phobic. That's one of the main reasons that people do not buy from you. And if you're not skilled at asking for the commitment, then you'll have challenges finishing the process. Finishing the process is called closing a sale. A closer is a closer. Many people pose as a closer because they're uncomfortable asking the question. I had a gentleman I was coaching today, and he said he had this gentleman that was sort of wanted to follow him, and he wanted to talk to him. And I asked my client, did you ask this man if he kept his options open for additional streams of income? And my client just was, I could just feel deer in the headlights. Ah, I never thought of it. Well, that's because he hasn't crossed the bridge to be an opportunist. When an opportunist spots an opportunity, it doesn't have any story about being guilty, taking advantage of someone, being selfish, or any story like this. David Price is on the line today. David is an exceptional sales professional himself. David is an insurance broker with direct sales people in his circle of influence that are his teammates. And he has a territory. He's a territory divisional rep, and he creates a territory around him. So the more you understand this, the better you're going to become at understanding the inner game of selling. And until you understand the inner game, you're on the outside of it. Sales is the highest paid profession in the world. And so here's some areas that you start to learn to understand about selling. It requires flexibility. It means in your emotional state, you're flexible. If you're uptight like this, what are my friends going to say? What is the customer going to think? When you're ahead of yourself, you're overwhelmed. Now, if you're addicted to being overwhelmed, this is my specialty. I assist people to understand the inner skill of letting go, separating feelings from the events that shape them. Cassiopeia Turcotte is on Facebook Live today. She's an exceptional client of mine, top-tier high school basketball coach, athletic director, college basketball player, and she and I, week after week, have been going over the reflexes of selling, how not to get anxious about the outcome that hasn't happened, how to learn to ask the questions to lead the prospect to the finish line. You do this by asking the questions. You become skilled in selling at a system. You have a system to sell in, a very relaxed system to sell, so that you're not doing all the talking. If you're in one of the top tier direct sales or network marketing companies, or you're in a company that has a system, that has a series of videos, that's what you want to have, is the system. So you're doing the fact finding, the rapport building, and the small talk, and then you present the value. Now, when I do 20-minute coaching calls, I have a system. I find out what the client's seeking. I ask the questions to find out where the pain is. I ask them how I can assist them. I showcase my value, and then I close on the value. So it's find the problem, deliver the solution, ask for the commitment. Those are the three phases of selling. Expose the problem, provide the solution, ask for the commitment. That's the 1, 2, 3 steps of closing. That's as simple as it gets. Now, in selling and closing is a very simple routine, but if you complicate simplicity, you can't duplicate it. You cannot duplicate complication, you duplicate simplicity. I'll say that again. So I've seen people be so complicated that they can't possibly sell. They want to tell the prospect everything. They want to tell them all the benefits and features. They want to explain the pay plan. They want to tell everything about the company owner. They want the prospect to see everything known to mankind about the company, the product, the benefit, the feature. And by the time they even get around to asking for a commitment, the prospect is like, see you, chief, this is too complicated. All I want to do is buy from you. But you made it so difficult, I don't even want to buy anymore. That's what happens to many people. Case in point, 1 year ago last weekend, I walked into the Mercedes dealership in Stockton, California, Barbarian Motors. I have bought 3 cars from that dealership before. I know the owner. He's picked the check up in a restaurant for me before. He's also the stepson of the, or he's also the son-in-law of the richest man in California, Alex Spanos, the deceased Alex Spanos, who owns the Los Angeles Chargers. His son and family, Dean, does at this point. So I'm in Barbarian Motors. I know what I want. I have a budget. And the salesperson is an exceptional salesperson. We have this car in half an hour. We're in finance, half an hour. We're out of the store in half an hour. I've written a check in 1 hour. I asked the salesman, can we get this car with the sunroof? He said, it's not probable, but I'll do my best. And he said, the only car in this color with the sunroof is in Hawaii. I said, can you get it? Can you create that experience for my wife? It would mean a lot to me. He said, sir, I'll do the best I can. I said, is that the best you can, or can you commit to it? He said, I can commit to it. In 1 week, that car was shipped from Hawaii at no extra fee to Stockton, California. It's now I just heard the garage door go up, so my wife just pulled that car in. She's had that car 1 year. That was 1 hour to buy a Mercedes because I was a qualified buyer. I mean, that's what you would become if you understood the inner game of selling. There's, and also, in it, to close a sale does not require 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 conversations. Valerie Hoganson is on today's Facebook Live. She's a Reiki master, yoga professional. I refer her clients. Clients call her up and she closes the sale. She sells them a package, accepts the money, receives the money, schedules the appointment. Now, it wasn't always like this for her. I taught her this simple method of selling like this, 1, 2, 3. You also want to be able to ask for commitments, ask for referrals, ask for the outcome. I mean, you want to be able to ask for more business from the same client. You create relationships with people, long-term relationships, satisfied clients, satisfied customers, people that you do business with over and over. I had a woman Sunday repost one of my posts, and she, from that repost of my post, two people went into my inbox, asked for 20-minute coaching calls, and I already did the 20-minute calls, and both of them are now clients. I mean, that's how this should operate for you. That's the whole purpose of being able to brand yourself, writing content that other people see, that see the value, that share the value, and then someone that sees the value requests insider information back from you. That sale, that is a relationship sale. That's a relationship close from a qualified customer. And see, the relationship begins when the customer buys from you. Many people get so overwhelmed about this process of the relationship. You get into this process that they have to know all about me. They have, I mean, that's possible, but a qualified buyer doesn't require knowing your background. A qualified buyer requires knowing if your product is of value, if there's a great service, if you can service the product. Is the feature going to give me an outcome or result? I mean, this is what a customer is looking for. They're also looking for the sex appeal, the shiny part of it. I mean, whatever they're looking for, you want to be able to provide the value for them. Also, there are certain people that do not qualify for your product. They are too difficult. When I encounter someone that's difficult, I diplomatically get out of the conversation because the way a process starts is usually the way it will finish. If you have a difficult client or customer who has all these complications to start with, or they're very complicated, or they're abrasive, or they're aggressive, or they're passive aggressive, or they're narcissistic, condescending, or they want you to prove to them that your product benefit and feature will work, goodbye. See you, chief. I am looking for simplicity. I'm looking for ease. I'm not looking for complication. I'm not looking for conflict. I'm looking for people I can have long-term business relationships with that I don't have to prove it to them. Because if you have to prove them for them to begin with, oftentimes you have to prove it for them throughout the relationship. Now, once again, these are isolated situations. There are also clients that you can win over with your charm, character, class, and other situations. And there are certain people that they start difficult and they can warm up to you. I mean, everything is in context when it comes to selling because selling is not a black and white situation. Selling incorporates a lot of shades of gray, but it also incorporates a lot of predictability. Human beings are predictable, and the more you understand how predictable people are, the more you understand how to collaborate and connect with them. Now, selling is incorporated in many other forms of life that many people don't consider it selling. When I ask for an upgraded seat, I'm asking for a commitment. When I ask for a table in a restaurant, when I ask for a specific waiter, that's a form, I mean, I know what I want. I'm asking for the commitment. I'm asking for the outcome. And when you start to incorporate that asking is a skill and you let go of offending someone, making a mistake, getting in trouble, saying the wrong thing, and all the other situations, the noise that goes on in your head, you start to enhance the law of averages of creating the connection. And when you come from the place deserve, D-E-S-E-R-V-E, I deserve to sit in a great seat in that restaurant. I deserve top tier service, so I am going to ask for it. Now, as I said, Joe DiBianca is going to be spending Friday and Saturdays coming to visit me. And I've dined in some of the best restaurants in the East Coast with him. And I've always asked for the best table. I've asked for who they would recommend as a waiter. I've asked for what would you recommend on the food list this evening. I mean, asking is part of selling. But if you're uncomfortable asking because you were told children are to be seen, not heard, or you were told sit right there and do not make a sound, and if you were told to be quiet and your voice was shrunk because you grew up in anger, you grew up in an alcoholic home, you grew up in a broken home, you grew up where there's violence, and you're in fight or flight and you've lost your voice, well, now it's time to find your power. So if you don't have that power, Power is non-physical. It's no shape and form. Power is the energy you transmute from consciousness. When you're transmuting consciousness from understanding, knowing, being aware, being certain, being in a belief, believing in your product, believing in yourself, believing in your company, believing in your system, believing, because you're now in the biology of belief. It means that you know. And when you know, you don't know. See, when you're in a no state, there is no don't know, because you don't ever telegraph don't know. You don't say yes in your sentence structure. You don't say kinda. You're clear. You have clarity. And when you're selling, your objective is to be clear that I have a great product. I have a great benefit. I have a great feature. I'll deliver a great service. I have what you require. Are you open to receiving it? And if they go, well, let me think about it. I mean, you want to be able to have another question just to gauge the situation. You also have to know when to hold them and when to fold them in selling. Holding them means you know when to stay in the conversation. You know when to fold them. You know when to disengage in the conversation. And this comes from the repetition in the experience of being a long-term, long-time professional. Sales is the highest paid profession in the world. Sales will allow you to be able to live your dreams. When you become skilled at sales, you can teach it to a team, to a culture, to a database. You can teach it as a coach. You can teach it as a mentor. You can teach it as an influencer, an affluencer. I'm going to be doing a Facebook Live joint venture with Julie Tice here very soon. Julie is in her mid-20s. She's an exceptional success coach, one of my clients from Bozeman, Montana. She and I are going to joint venture on a Saturday. She's already an exceptional coach in her mid-20s, and she's my client, and she and I are going to do a two-hour event. She's an exceptional closer, exceptional sales professional, very skilled in internet marketing, building cultures, building pages, and building a following. So be looking for that event coming up in the very near fall. So looking forward to that. Michael Cole, good to see you on today's Facebook Live. David Price, I highly endorse you as a top-tier insurance professional. Jimmy Miller, my brother. Let's give Jimmy a hand. Jimmy is a 20-plus-year fireman from New York City. He was in 9/11. Jimmy, thank you for your top-tier service. Amanda Wieger, thank you for referring me many, many people to my Facebook Live this afternoon. Every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I host a Golden Mastermind Seminars Facebook Live. That's at 4 o'clock Eastern. This is turned into a podcast immediately after in the next 24 hours. You can find this call on this live on my website, which is then recorded and is turned into a podcast, goldenmastermind.com. You can find it right there. And then every Monday through Thursday, I host a Facebook Live at 9 p.m. Pacific. That is 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. All of those lives are available in the back of my Facebook. And if you ever consider hiring me to be your coach, and have not accessed a free 20-minute coaching session, feel free to go right up there in Messenger, send me your number, and I will get back to you immediately. As I said, it is Tuesday, September 15th, the year of our Lord, 2020. The Age of Aquarius. It's the Great Awakening. It's 2020, a very, very interesting year indeed, I will say, as we are watching the narrative, we're watching what goes on behind the veil. A lot of moving parts are moving, so there's a lot of opportunity to be overwhelmed. Do your best to let go today. Letting go is your ability to separate your feelings from the events that shape them. Be in a very relaxed body. So that's correct. Aaron Knight is some of the best call you can make. Thank you very much. I do appreciate you for endorsing me. Some of my clients are endorsing me who has had long-term successes with me. This is a book I wrote in 2005, Psychologically Unemployable. I re-edited and mastered that book and brought it back into the free market in February of this calendar year. So once again, thank you very much, everyone. I'll be on Facebook Live later this evening. That will be at 9 p.m. Pacific, 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have an outstanding afternoon, and tip of the day, be an opportunist. Unequivocally attract opportunities. And in attraction, meaning that attract your reality, people, situations, events, spaces, and places that are empowering for you and others. As you move into that energy of attraction and understand that attraction is a skill, and I'll cover some of that on tonight's Facebook Live on what it means to really scale consciousness, to change your attractor factor. Here's an outstanding sales professional who just joined the Facebook Live today. Randy Schomburger is having his best year ever. Randy, good to see you on today's Facebook Live. Randy is a top-tier sales professional in South Carolina who is actually having a phenomenal year in his specific industry. So, Randy, thank you for being here, and thank you for hiring me to be you and your wife's coach. Have a great afternoon, everyone.